By the end of the day, the box that she had carried up and placed on the chair was the last thing that Heather needed to deal with for the day before going home. It had been a long day already, and she was more than ready to go home to prepare for her dinner with Adam that night. She thought to herself, "Should I just leave it for tomorrow?" Deciding against it, she grabbed the box off the chair and placed it on her desk. The box wasn't at all like any of the other standard banker's boxes that the warehouse normally used. This box was only about half of the normal size boxes, but then again, abnormal was her specialty. Heather removed the lid to the box and peered inside to find an old leather-bound book with a beautifully tooled symbol on the front cover. She lifted the book out of the box and examined the tool marks on the front. There was a small symbol that was stamped into the lower left-hand corner of the cover that did not look familiar to her. The only other symbol on the book was one that she was sure that she had seen before. It was a simple cross. The arms of the cross were all of equal length, and the ends were flared out, forming an almost perfect square. But the most unique thing about the cross was that it was split down the middle. The left half of the cross was colored in gold, and the right side of the cross was only outlined in gold. The symbol was simplistic, and yet, to Heather, it was captivating and beautiful. There were no other symbols or markings on the cover of the book, and nothing to indicate what it was or who it belonged to. Ben was right. This was an odd find. He knew that Heather collected rare books, and this one was definitely rare. Heather opened the front cover of the book and found even more mysteries inside the book. The pages of the book seemed to be made of a paper that was not like paper at all, but more like oiled paper, or like ancient animal skins that she had seen before. The pages looked as though they would fall apart in her hands if she were not careful, and she could tell that there were already several of the pages that had gone missing. The book, whatever it was definitely old. The pages only had a very few words on them that were clear, all of which were handwritten. Not that she could read any of it. Not only were the words on the pages faded and worn out, but they were also written in a language that she could not identify. There were also pictures and drawings of symbols on the pages that did not look familiar in any way at all. The cross on the cover of the book made Heather believe that this was connected in some way to a religion of some type. It may possibly even be a Bible of some sort. Although she did not know what the pages said, Heather felt a strong feeling of purpose coming off the pages, almost like the pages were trying to tell her their story. Little did she know, it was a story unlike any other.